All right, Mitch, thank you. It's all the mayor's fault as he walks by. Anyhow. All right, we'd like to welcome everybody out to the regular Planning Commission meeting for this Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll go ahead and lead us in that, so please stand. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We do have a full quorum tonight. I would just ask if there's any member of the Planning Commission that has any conflicts of interest for the items tonight. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to item 3.4, which is approval of the minutes for our January 17th Planning Commission meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for January 17th, 2024.
I have a motion by Heather.
I'll second that.
And second by Brody. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We'll move on to item 4.1, which is consideration of a site plan for a corner plaza in our Anthem Commercial Master Development Agreement with Clint presenting.
Feels like it's been a minute since I've been up here presenting, but here I am. So this is a consideration. There's a corner plaza in Anthem Commercial, or a corner, a vacant corner right now. It's next to the Kitty Academy, just south of Winco. And the proposal from the get-go has always been to do a plaza, and the applicant is now moving forward with that proposal. This is the wrong presentation. Is there one in there? I think there should be one in. Maybe I didn't get my presentation in there. So, I guess I'll refer to the attachments in your staff report. So the corner, like I said, the corner there by the Kitty Academy, just south of Winco, the applicant's proposing to install mostly a masonry type of plaza with some tree elements. There's some seated wall elements as well. They'll be continuing the street trees down, I think it's Carlsbad Boulevard. Is that the right street name?
Carlsbad Way.
Yeah.
Okay, Carlsbad Way. There's no street trees on the other side because of some utilities that make that difficult or impossible. But the applicant has installed the adequate number of trees on site. As I mentioned before, they're installing there's an arbor with some benches underneath it. There's a central gathering area that has a tree feature in the middle of that. The only recommendation from staff on this is a recommendation, not a requirement, that they, when they plant that tree in the middle, because of how susceptible it might be to getting trampled or damaged, that the tree canopy, well, that the tree caliper be a little bit larger. We normally require a 2-inch caliper. We'd recommend a 4-inch caliper tree in that central location just to ensure and help that tree.
That's just the one tree, right?
Yeah, just the one tree
there in the middle.
The other trees can be planted as typical landscaping requirements require. So that being said, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer what I can. And if not, then the applicant is here. They may or may not want to speak. To their credit, they've been great to work with on this project. They've actually implemented a lot of our suggestions, and we feel like we have a nicely designed plaza. So.
Yeah, the renderings look nice. Any questions for Clint?
Looks great.
Thank you. Is there the applicants here? If you want to provide any additional information or not, it's your choice. If you do, just come forward and state your name, please.
Hi, Corey Gust. I'm with Anthem Development. Yeah, we've worked with Clinton over the last probably year on this and come up with what we think is a good design for the plaza there. Me and Clinton do disagree on the tree in the center. It's caliper size, though. That's about it. Bigger trees, when the nurseries, they get established in the big root balls. And when you come and plant them into new areas, they just die. So it's been our experience, we got to start with a smaller caliper tree to get it to grow. But other than that, we're in agreement on everything else.
So it's your recommendation to leave it at a two-inch caliber? Do you recognize the concern they have that, you know, there is a lot of foot traffic in that area, and it, you know, you might be getting some kids, or I don't know, maybe there's some other way to protect it while it establishes itself?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we'll stake it up and protect it and stuff. The issue is we've had these in the past, and every time we plant one of these big trees, they just die because they're just established in a nursery, and they're used to that great environment, and they come into, mm-hmm. you know, what okay. you call not the best soil.
Yeah. No, we know.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions for the applicant?
But I think overall looks great. We're going to get that installed this year, so.
Yeah, no, I agree. Looks really good. Appreciate that. All right, any comments or thoughts? There are the three recommendations that are out there that are associated with the motion. I know that we didn't see it in the presentation, but make sure you look at your packet and reference those accordingly if there's going to be a motion. Jackson, looks like you had a comment.
Just a note that I like the board form concrete for the half wall. It would be nice. Create some nice planters.
Nice. Good. Any thoughts on the trees? I'm not an arborist. I don't know.
I'm good with staff's recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, I would hope that if they do, and you know, just make sure that the soil is prepared properly for it to thrive in that scenario.
So.
Yep. Any other thoughts?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve item 4.1 with staff's three recommendations.
I have a motion by Adam.
I'll second.
And second by Heather. We'll do a roll call vote. We'll begin with Brody.
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Preston?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Andrea?
Yes.
All right, that motion passes. We'll move on to item 4.2, consideration of preliminary subdivision plat amendment by Lauren.
All righty, so we are discussing amending the Anthem plat. We're in that top east corner of our city. So this is prior to our last amendment, what we had. Right now we are dealing with about 9.5 acres and we'll be creating four lots. And all of these lots do meet our zoning requirements and are staying C2. This is what our existing plat is. You can see that last piece was carved off for the pickleball court, and we are left with this remainder. These are the four lots that are being proposed. There's also a private road or access going in Anthem Creek Lane. This allows all the lots to be fronting streets, which is how we call them legal lots within the city of Harriman. We recommend approval with just continuing to work with staff for the final plat.
Very good. Any questions for Lauren? It's pretty straightforward. Is that street going to be public then or private?
So
is that the city street then, Anthem Creek Drive?
It will be private.
It'll be private.
Yeah,
okay.
Similar to the rest of the development.
All right. Just curious. Thanks. All right, Corey, I don't know if you want to provide any additional information from what Lauren provided to us.
This is the plat to amend so we can do the hotel back there that we came before to get the height restriction last month. So that's what this plat's all about.
And that's in that lot 110, whatever, the bottom one, right?
The one south. Back by the creek, yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, we're excited to get the hotel there into the project and into the city. I think it'll be great.
Any other plans you want to announce today for any of the other lots? Or
that's okay. We did come to an agreement today on a LOI for the corner parcel there that's next to Panda that it just opened for Chartway Credit Union. Oh. So that's the latest thing that we're working on right now.
Very good.
And we've had some other things come in, but they haven't, you know, come to an agreement on yet.
Sure.
But
we know nothing either. So just curious. Garrett, any questions for the applicant on this? All right.
No, we're excited.
Thanks. Thank you. Hotel. Thank you for all you're doing here. All right. Any discussion from Planning Commission? Or we'll look for a motion.
I move to approve item 4.2 with staff's recommendation.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Adam and a second by Jackson. We'll do a vote. Brody?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Preston?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
And Andrea?
Yes.
All right, that motion passes as well. All right. Move on item 5. Any comments from the commission tonight? Maybe the one comment I'll make is, maybe this is for Michael too, but I believe Brody, Jackson, and I, our terms are up next month, right? Our second three-year term is up next month, so okay. We need to maybe get a resolution on something.
Yeah, like I thought that. It went a little longer. All right.
Time flies years. When you're having fun. So it's been 6 years for us three. We were all brought in together. But I believe it is next month that it wraps up. So yeah. We'll need to get that taken care of, I guess.
And yeah, we'll get those ready and get those submitted to the city council for renewals. Is that what you all intend?
I'm up for a renewal. I'm happy to maintain that. Yeah, you don't have to announce it here, but yeah, you can announce it outside of this. You don't need to make it public, but anyhow. Yeah, I'm happy to continue myself. So, all right. Any other comments or thoughts? I'll do it here. Future meetings. Next city council meeting will be next week, February 28th. Next planning commission meeting is on March 6th. I will not be in attendance. I heard Jackson's going to be here, so maybe you're okay, Andrew. So, anyhow, with that, I will make a motion to adjourn. Or entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Sorry. I was going to say, I can't do that.
You almost took Adam's thunder there.
I did. No. All right, we have a motion by Adam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.